A controversial gun law took effect on October 1st. It lets people with concealed permits carry their handguns into bars and restaurants that serve alcohol, as long as they don't drink any. Owners of restaurants and bars that don't want guns in their business must post a sign. And those who have posted signs have drawn the ire of the gun rights group Grassroots North Carolina. GRNC is listing on its website restaurants that post these no-gun signs. The group doesn't want gun owners to patronize these restaurants. But don't call it a boycott, says GRNC President Paul Vallone.
We're not trying to boycott a restaurant. What we're doing is asking them to simply remove signs so that people can protect themselves. People are encouraged to contact those merchants to let them know that because they can't protect their families in those places, they will be unable to patronize their establishment.
Among the restaurants listed on the site are Most Buffalo Wild Wings, the Fox and Hound in Huntersville, and the Rock House Tavern in Gastonia. The movie theater at Concord Mills even made the list. All of these, he says, are high-risk businesses.
Places which post against concealed carry actually attract violent criminals and sociopaths. These are victim disarmament zones. And so we're telling people that this restaurant is posting a sign which may actually place you and your family at risk.
The reason being, if you don't have a gun, you can't protect your family. The Smoke and Cue Pool Hall in Charlotte is another business on the list. Owner Matt Riggs didn't know he was on the list and kind of shrugged his shoulders at the news. He decided to post the sign because of an incident when a customer with a concealed permit illegally brought his gun into the business. Riggs says he has no intention of taking his sign down.
I've had anybody complain to me that's a concealed weapon permit carrier that's complained to me that we have to sign up. I've had a handful, 5 to 7 people that have come up to me prior and since the law was enacted asking if we were going to put signs up. And when I told them, yes, that was our plan, they all said thank you.
In Fayetteville, B.S. Jones Pub and Grill is also on the list because of its no weapons sign.
Weapons and alcohol don't mix.
Owner David Hartzler agrees with Grassroots North Carolina on one point. The chances of a permit-carrying customer doing something wrong with his or her gun is slim. But why take the chance, he says. Plus, he says there is further risk for all customers, even if the person with a gun is minding his or her own business.
If you have a sidearm on you and someone comes up and clubs you over the back with a beer bottle and takes your weapon, then I've got a problem.
Hartzler says Grassroots North Carolina isn't affecting his business, but the group is taking credit for at least 9 other businesses that have taken down their signs after being listed on its website. Those, which include 3 Buffalo Wild Wings restaurants, are under the heading, Welcome Back.